DJ K-Tel here with Silver Alert on WPPM 106.5. On Sunday, January 15th, I had the grand opportunity to attend the fantastic cabaret show at the R-Raz Room in the Prince Theater of 70s Oscar-winning film song singer An Evening with Maureen McGovern. She is best known for her number one smash from 1973, the Oscar-winning theme, The Morning After, from the disaster flick, The Poseidon Adventure. She also appeared in and sang another Oscar-winning song from The Towering Inferno called We May Never Love Like This Again.
We may never love like this again. Don't stop the flow.
More movie music from 1978's Superman featuring Christopher Reeve, Can You Read My Mind? And the theme to the hit Philadelphia set TV show Angie, called Different Worlds.
Can you read my mind?
The cabaret show celebrates her new release, You Raise Me Up, A Spiritual Journey. The show was wildly diverse, at both times classic cabaret featuring Cole Porter, Gershwin, and Broadway standards, and classics from the great American songbook, like Carole King, to a plaintive, understated a cappella reading of Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
When troubles come and my heart burdened be, then
I spoke with Ms. McGovern after the show in the green room about her long, varied career, her early AIDS activism, her campy role as a nun in 1979's spoof film Airplane, and where 2017 is taking us. My dear listeners, Maureen McGovern.
So what a great show you just gave us. Thank you.
It was fun.
It was bluesy. I mean, it showed a range. I got to ask you.
We just really put it together. It's a combination of, because it was, the title of it was An Evening With, rather than, you know, sometimes it's Sing My Sister Sing or A Long Winding Road. You know, people like to name shows now to give an idea what it is. But we just thought we'll put things that we love in this, you know, in this show. So that was the first time we did those in that order, you know. I mean, I've been doing a lot of the Great American Pop Songbook for the last 10 years or so, which takes me back to my, you know, coming of age years and what influenced me on my way to The Morning After. But it's fun to have a break from the standards and then go back to them and think, oh God, the richness of the way they wrote.
Well, that you bring me to another thing, which is your charitable work. I noticed you worked with Muscular Dystrophy Association. You've done the Jerry Lewis Telethon. And I also saw that you were doing Equity Fights AIDS stuff and AIDS work
many
in 1985.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I was,
good for you.
83, 84, 85, I started doing AIDS benefits, yeah.
Well, I want to personally thank you for that work.
We all lost so many friends. The 80s were just dreadful.
Brutal.
You'd be afraid to open the Times in the morning, you know, to see who was lost. I think people tend to forget that, you know. And it's important for young people to be careful and cautious and not cavalier, you know, because it's, you have to.
Those are the precise kinds of things I'm trying to do with my show. It's a music show, but it's also trying to inspire people. And give them hope as well. So
I think music is one of the most powerful healing things in the world. The human voice, particularly, we're all water and vibrations, and music reaches inside of each one of us in a very strong and profound way. And I have sung for patients in hospices. I have sung in hospitals, and you know, all over. And like I said, even when I do Over the Rainbow, when I perform Over the Rainbow at night, I mean, that, to me, that's like, it's like a healing prayer. It's like an uplifting of the spirit. And that's what the power of what music is. And music therapy is my, I'm not a music therapist, but I certainly support it. And all the great people that study very hard and become music therapists. But I feel blessed to be doing what I love at 67, and 6/12.
You look wonderful, by the way. Absolutely
she
wonderful.
She cleans up well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hey, you obviously have taken good care of yourself. So,
well,
points
yeah.
to you.
I feel blessed. I get up every day and say, thank you, you know. I'm doing what I love still with 67.
Well, I'd like to go back, if you would, in a journey in time.
Yeah.
Before 1985, before we had to do AIDS benefits, mm-hmm. and let's go backwards in time. Well, we're in Philadelphia. What do you have to say about Angie and Different Worlds? What was that like? What a fun show for me, being a kid in Philadelphia.
Oh, that, yeah.
Watching
yeah.
the show about the girl from South Philly who meets the handsome lawyer,
yeah.
you know, and Doris Roberts is the mother, you know? But what a great song. I have to tell you, I actually auditioned with that song a couple times.
Did
I got
you?
Callbacks, too.
Oh,
if you can hit the note at the top or at the end.
Actually, that... High Note got me the Pirates of Penzance. I got me some to be listened to. The Pirates of Penzance.
That makes sense.
So they told me.
Makes sense.
They were looking for a coloratura, and I thought, well, maybe she can do it.
Yeah.
But
was it fun?
Oh yeah, yeah. And Robert Hayes was in Airplane.
Right, and you did. And then you did Airplane.
I was
so
the singing nun.
Was it fun? Like doing all that?
I was just there for 2 days, I think,
two
but
days.
It was, oh gosh, I mean, I was a kid in the candy store, you know, looking at everybody, it was fun. And it's just a brilliant script. I mean, they, very true to what you see on stage. I mean, some things I think happened along the way that they used, but you just read the script in it for Airplane, and it just leapt, you know, you saw their specific brilliant intent and hysterical.
Well, it's a classic,
funny.
And I can't tell you how many times I've watched it as
I was
kids.
Appropriately bad in the movie.
I know, I thought you did
well,
fine.
Well, it was a send-up of...
Yeah, it was
know,
a send-up.
You know,
it was hysterical.
Actually, what you didn't see, I did Respect, playing guitar in a very nunly fashion, singing it as a camp song, but I also did I Enjoy Being a Girl, which was... hilarious in the full nunnery regalia, but it took way too long to get to the punchline, and so they left it out. But they used at one point, I was playing one of the songs. I forget what it was. I went up on the lyrics and went, "Oh, sorry," and you know, and we did it again and whatever. But they used. I was told I didn't see the dailies, but they said that was like a rim shot through. Through things. I would love to get a copy of that.
Oh,
anybody
wow.
out there who's listening.
Now, and how about Towering Inferno? You were in the film. What was that like?
Well, you know why? Because The Morning After won the Oscar, but it was in the film, Renee Armand was singing for Carol Lynley.
Right.
And it was she was dubbing, from what I understand. And so it wasn't actually, it wasn't sung in its entirety. But it still won the Oscar, and so there was an uproar, apparently, among some of the Oscar people, and so the rule changed that a song had to be sung in its entirety.
Oh.
So Howard Koch, who produced both films, Towering Inferno and Poseidon Adventure, he wanted the same singer, the same writers, and he was going to put me in that film. And he did.
And then you mentioned Superman, too. That's
mm-hmm.
a beautiful recording.
Oh,
that's
it's a beautiful song. Yeah. Can you
I was sad, just said you couldn't do it tonight. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to fit
I
that
haven't
in.
Done that in quite a while. It's funny. Huh. I used to do it with symphonies all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice.
John Williams, Leslie Brickus.
Yeah. Well, you've worked with some great people. So kudos
yeah.
to you.
I'm very blessed.
And then you were basically discovered out of nowhere for that. Is that what you had been doing folk work or something?
I started out as a folk singer, playing guitar just by myself, and then my now ex-husband had a jazz trio, and he hired me, and the first paying gig that I had was with his, I sang on folk music on their breaks at Eddie Stag Bar on the campus of Kent State University.
Wow.
And then I started singing with a trio. But when I first got a manager, I had then a rock trio with me. And we were doing all the Holiday Inns and Ramada Inns across the Midwest, and I was doing cover songs. And I went from highly personalized music to just doing covers of, you know, kind of mindless pop things at the time. And his barber, I was working out the outskirts of Cleveland at a Ramada Inn, and my first producer's barber heard me and the group and said, you know, we made a demo for them, and they sent it around to all the record companies. Everybody turned me down except for 20th Century. And Russ Regan was head of it at the time. And he heard something in my voice, and he literally signed me sight unseen and said, I'll look for something. That was in October of 72. November, he sent me The Morning After. And actually, Al Cash and Joel Hirshhorn, who wrote the song, if I understand, they wrote it overnight, but they wrote it with Streisand in mind, and she turned it down. Thank you, Barbara. and so they sent it to me. We recorded it in November. It was released in December with The Poseidon Adventure. They thought, obviously going to be a huge movie, and I'm an unknown artist, that'd be a great thing. The movie took off, and the song did nothing. And I did audition for the guy here in Philly.
Mike Douglas. Mike Douglas. I used to watch that.
I auditioned for them, and they turned me down. And so the movie took off, the song did nothing, and they dropped it. And then in spring of 73, it was nominated and won the Oscar, and literally phone requests all across the state, the country, forced the record company to re-release it. They would call radio stations, where can we hear this song?
But what a wonderful slice of pop history, mm-hmm. and beautiful performance. Yeah. So, turning to the future, how do we keep our hope?
Boy, one millisecond at a time, you just, we can never, like I said, the Irish saying old Irish saying, this is without hope, the human heart would surely die. You just got to keep one foot in front of the other.
So there you have it. A hope for humanity and taking things one millisecond at a time. Words of wisdom from a star of screen and stage, the lovely voice of Maureen McGovern.